to the clock. And we show that they had three functions. One, to be a host. Two, to be a monitor. Three, to be a guest. And a guest can only be cooperative or non-cooperative. Also, we show that certain organs act as shunt, like a bulletproof vest. It's easier to block the bullet or direct it off. Yet, each of these organs have basic minerals assigned to them. And the basic minerals, you'll find, here's a strange phenomenon. From 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., how many hours are that?
Six.
9 p.m. to 9 a.m., how many now?
12.
Well, good.
It's going to be a Friday today.
Okay. I want you to identify the two minerals that are falling in that light range from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Manganese and potassium.
You notice it repeats itself twice, right? In a 12-hour range. Good. Years ago, the biblical writers mentioned 14 herbs as the ideal for keeping the body functioning. It was never available in a form which is edible. And the man who discovered how to put it together, at last his son came along to put it in a bottle that you can drink it. It's called KM, potassium, manganese, and it's taken from the 14 herbs mentioned in the Bible. And in the cooperating it of a formula where it is functional to do the work of cleaning up the body and rebuilding it. That's a therapeutic process. We today have access to those herbs in a liquid form because we need it desperately due to the fact we are the victims of potluck eating. We're not the victims of what? Malnutrition. We're the victims of potluck eating. And there's no way potluck eating is going to clean up itself effectively without resorting to some kind of a laxative program. Because we eat potluck and we clog up the system, and to get it back on time to work efficiently, the laxative market is very high. But with the potassium being the main important mineral for keeping the digestive tract eliminating properly, it would have to be assigned by nature, who knew you and me would muck up at some point in time to be potluck eaters. She wouldn't wait for us to come along and provide a technique. She don't provide a technique to clean us up a long time ago. So she grew 14 plants high above the ground, on the vine and under the ground, enough to keep us all cleaned up by the time we get to this stage of the game. So from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., those two basic minerals take priority in your life. Now, foods high in potassium will keep you free from what? Constipation. They're on the trees and they're under the ground. But you notice something? There is none assigned to what? 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. There is no potassium assigned there. But there's a strange phenomenon occurring between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. that the bulk of all the minerals that are available in a food of the basic level are assigned where? Between what time frame?
12 and 6.
From 12 o'clock right up to 7 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. That's in the yellow spectrum and the green spectrum. And the major important element is iron, and the lousiest one is carbon.
What?
The lousiest one is carbon. The important one is iron, and the worst one is carbon. They're all together in those two light ranges. Now, yet you'll notice there is no gas in the first range of the yellow. And look at the spectrum in the chart. But there's only a gas in the green, and that gas is nitrogen. Read up. You have sodium, iron, sulfur, magnesium, phosphorus, carbon, right? Are we all agreeing that? Mm-hmm. That's class 2, you know, we're not going to clarify. And you have sodium, iron, sulfur, magnesium, phosphorus, carbon, chlorine, and fluorine. So that's the bulk of the minerals. And only one gas, nitrogen. And that's from 12 midday right up to 7 o'clock in the afternoon. The bulk of the minerals are there. In the morning from 9 o'clock to midday, we only have two minerals there. What are they?
Calcium
and silicon. And from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. we have what?
Potassium.
Good. But we also have a gas there too. It's hydrogen. Mm. Now, is the stomach directly opposite the pericardium?
Mm-hmm.
That's the lining that surrounds the heart. So the width of a man's heart is via his nose. Every mother tells her daughter, if you want to keep your honey, you gotta pull right. So Patna, that's old Pisces thinking, but even is today's Aquarian thinking. But no Patna, keep him slim and trim. The weight is, the heart is via the mouth.
What's the way to a woman's heart?
Oh.
Yeah! Oh, this is great.
Thank you.
Via the mouth. Via the mouth. We can't get her off. Either way, for the male or the female, it's via the mouth. The hydrogen is the gas that regulates the stomach, and it has to operate in that range. For the manganese and the potassium as cleansers to the body. Equally true, directly opposite, we see pericardium has oxygen in it. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
And it has a chemical called fluorine. So oxygen has to be directly opposite hydrogen, right? And yet when you bring the two together, what we get?
Water.
Good. Now you see that's an interesting solution. Without it, you ain't going nowhere. So, high up in the sky, around the Earth's planet, you have the maximum amount of hydrogen, and gradually, progressively, oxygen. So high altitude areas have less what? Oxygen, but more hydrogen.
Mm.
So if rain falls from the sky, you know why? What is water made from?
Hydrogen and water.
Oh, yeah. Hydrogen,
hydrogen and oxygen.
Hydrogen and oxygen. Oh, what is the formula for it?
H2O.
O-H-2-O, not H-O-2. So do you need more oxygen up there or less oxygen
less
up there?
Less oxygen.
And you need more what?
Hydrogen.
Good. So when the two get together, we end up getting wet. You need to turn that guy over there, or Mrs. Smith, or Mrs. God. They know what you're doing. So my mother would tell me, says, you better shut up or mother God gonna piss in your head. No, so we have said rain or fall. So but that rain is the combination of the hydrogen and the oxygen. That means hydrogen begins to precipitate closer to the planet to bond with the oxygen. And as it, we end up having the rain. What we want to know is this. If you look across each organ, we'll see an interesting thing in terms of the minerals. Let's take the lung. Look across to the lung. We have the bladder, right? Mm-hmm. And the bladder has 8 minerals and 1 gas, right? Agree?
Mm-hmm.
That's sulfur, sodium, iron, manganese, magnesium, phosphorus, carbon, chlorine, fluorine, and nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice there is no mineral in the lung range. That's why I say before, Yogananda was asked why. And he said this. This was his comment. When two people make love, both of them can get sick if they overdo. If a person drink, only he gets sick if he overdo. But when a person smoke, everybody who don't smoke gets sick because they overdo. What? Inhale the one guy's lungs in smoke. He said, now if everybody gets sick and die because some lousy person is smoking up the place, he ain't considering you. So he preferred to be the smartest living, breathing person than the smartest non-breathing person. So he didn't criticize drinking or reproduction, but he criticized mucking up the air for others who don't need it to muck up in order to live. See? So that's the point he's pointing out. Now, the reason behind that is that the lungs does not have a basic mineral to organize it and work in it. It works on trace minerals. So whenever you muck up your lungs, you know, they can only give you a transplant. They take half out and give you, and you can function with one half of a lung because you got two halves. But you don't want to go do that to yourself. Lungs are very important. So the bulk of the minerals that are found in food that are necessary to be constantly monitored and cleaned up are in the heart, the small intestine, the bladder, and the kidney. They're the bulk. So if you eat the beef in the middle of the day, it looks to have the most minerals next to human beings, right? So therefore, you would automatically have nature working to eliminate it out of time so it doesn't clog up the system. because the cow lives on the ground. It doesn't climb up on the tree, and it doesn't climb underneath the soil. So it's very practical to eat it from midday to 7 o'clock. But don't make a habit of it. Too much no good and none no good. Learn to understand it. That is a time frame, and that nature has organized it already to be cleaned up. And she's organized fruit to clean out the uric acid and the adrenaline that is in the tissue of the cow or the bird. Now, when you come to the fish, that's nighttime, and again, you don't. The kidney is from 7 o'clock, right? Or 6, from 6 o'clock to, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. The kidney is from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's the kidney. We can eat all the four-legged and two-legged creatures up to what? 7 o'clock? Good. And if you want to eat marine life, when will we get to eat it? After 7 o'clock? Good. You'll notice that there are only two minerals after 7 o'clock, going right up to midnight. What are the two?
Potassium and manganese.
Potassium and manganese.
And fluorine.
Isn't that a gas?
Okay. So here's an interesting phenomenon. That the two minerals are potassium and manganese. That tells you then you can eat what? Seafood and not get what?
Sick.
Muck up with it. Simply because you are a composite of an egg and a marine life put together. And you certainly can't break down your structure. And certainly you can't put in something to ruin how you were put together. So therefore, those minerals have to be assigned there as natural functioning for your system. Today when we have arthritis, what is the oil they want you to use? A marine oil, right? They don't want to use animal oil.
But do they, is it E or A? Is it A? It's E.
Vitamin E. But because you're essentially a marine base and an egg, you're not fighting your origin. It's already set up in the clock. Your origin can't fight it. Now here's the next thing you want. You have the organs across, and you can see them, and you can see the type of minerals that they're, and you'll notice that opposite to the small intestine and the bladder, what you notice? And the kidney and the heart. Do you notice organs on the other side? They only have what? Two minerals? Manganese, potassium, manganese, potassium. On the opposite side, there's nothing else. On there, primarily are to do what to your body? Clog you up or clean you out?
Clean you out.
Now.
The lower intestine is across.
Good. Now you see why solar nutrition, which is eating on time, is automatic self-cleaning. You don't have a single thing to monkey around with the machinery. If you recognize now the facts of how it's set up, because automatic cleaning is set up in the system for the potassium and the manganese to operate from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. and the burning of those minerals waste goes on in the liver time, which is from midnight to 3 a.m., right? And then the pressure is modernized or improved much better from 3 to 5, which is the lungs again, and from 5 to 7, you should be getting up to go here.
To the bathroom.
Good. And then when you wake up to eat, after you go to the bathroom from 7 to 9, you're putting in what? Potassium, manganese to get the thing ready for next day. And then when you put in your 12 basic minerals in the form of the almonds, you got it covered. And then you put in the fruit called prune, with the highest amount of fiber, more than oats. No grain can beat a prune. I would make it unstuck.
Oh, tutano.
No, you see, but then you show the person to eat it and you see the results, you're not making it up. It's there already, it's just recognizing it and start using it now. Okay, these are the 12 basics that are happening with us. And we're going to put in now the trace minerals. The trace minerals are very important. They are the secondary coil of a transformer. The basic minerals are like the primary coil, and the trace minerals are like the secondary coil, where amplifications of various output work is carried on. Yeah.
Adam, I just wanted to ask you one quick question. If we're eating on time, but our elimination, say, isn't at between like 5 and 7, but maybe 7:38, does that mean we just haven't eaten on time long enough for the system to quite catch up?
That's right.
Even though it's good?
It's good. The most important thing, though, even though it doesn't fall close to the time range, if you're getting optimum three movements, fine. If you're getting the second two out of three meals, fine. One is still minimal, but try to up it to be more consistent so you can up it and go to two. The three is optimal, but two is better than one because one can always shut down on you through a trauma and then you'll clog up further. So you don't like to stay close to one in the process of the transformation of the old eating to the on-time eating. So as you get back to your on-time eating, you will gradually move up closer to two and three. So try and stay there. Three is optimal.
What if we're not eating a lot, but we are eating on time?
It's not quantity, friend. Okay. It's the consistency of the timing.
Right. Okay.
See, remember, we're moving towards a condition called minimal input for maximum output. And therefore, we wouldn't be eating bulk in the future. We'd be eating quality and then moving on to non-eating for the highest output. So it isn't something you're looking down the road as a tragedy that I'm not going to eat, no. Because there are many ways to tap in on the food sources outside. I remember meeting one man, and he doesn't eat, but this is what he does. They bring the food in front of him, and he passes his hand over the food for a few seconds and extracts the elements. He doesn't use his mouth, but he does that and extract the elements. And then you can actually hook up the thing and test him, and the elements are already in him. Hook up the unit and test the food, the elements are gone. He has bypassed enzymic processing through the body, but also he has bypassed rectal elimination of the fiber residue of the substance in the plate. And that is what they call direct, but his body is in that state already. And he's not an Indian or a Chinaman. Good, healthy
American living in this country, I love it.
Yeah.
He's a good brother of mine, and I love it because he's showing that it can be done right here. You don't have to go hide in the cave. These are the things I want to point out. That it's not something you hide in the cave. It's understanding the time frame that it can be done. And so when you get your graduation from Solar Nutrition, you'll get your degree. It's called SMS.
What's that?
Saint Millionaire Scientist Student. That means you work for yourself and you know it all, but don't tell nobody. Until they ask you. Okay. Let's put in the trace minerals now. First, we have trace mineral that goes in. Are we going in the terms of the red location?
Adalo, could I get an extra one of these sheets?
Oh, yeah.
You want one too? Mm-hmm. We have two.
Three,
four. You broke the road, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, one more. Thank you. Oh.
Yeah, I feel better seeing you.
Totally sexy.
Put my glasses on.
Ahora vamos a irnos otra vez ante Mani. I like to joke around with it. You don't feed me right, I gotta pay all the other money.
That's at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, it's in the red from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's in the red. So it's part of the large intestine and the stomach. It's in the red. Antimony. Or antimony. Then niacinamide. Niacinamide. Then we have garlic. Cobalt. Neon. Radon. Cadmium, and the place where Mr. Clark Kent came from.
Krypton.
Krypton? You got that right away. That's funny.
Yeah, Krypton. But you know, I'm going to tell you something, it's a funny phenomenon. Krypton is in the red zone. And we need it. Because it's part of our integral makeup. But how much of it is yet to be discovered? But it has to be in the system, in the function. Now, let me ask you a question. If you are a volunteer for a fire department and there's a fire, would you rush through the fiery building to save the life of an individual? Being retained as a fireman in the fire department?
Sure.
Depends.
Good. I know. You know which element is going to force you to do it? You may think it's spiritual, which it is. And you may think it's compassionate, which it is.
Yeah.
But there have to be an element that would be triggered to,
yeah, right here,
to make you act. And that's krypton.
Mm.
With the hydrogen acting in your system, triggers you to make that plunge. They call it hero or heroine.
Mm.
Yes, the hero or the heroine in all of us, krypton. It's a trace mineral, but very necessary. We all care, and it's only brought to the light when everything turns red.
Mm.
When you see red,
mm.
You know, when you see red, you ever notice when you see red, you got a last minute disgust of the situation and you really want to get up and angry to write through it, huh?
Yeah.
You ever feel it? That's the krypton that does it.
That's why I remember red lights, I guess.
In the orange range, we have aluminum.
We have antimony again. We have arsenic. Remember yesterday you asked me a question about arsenic? When you eat it? I said the wrong time, it'll kill you at the right time, but it won't do that wrong thing. At the wrong time, aluminum will give you what kind of disease?
Alzheimer's.
At the right time?
Nothing.
Well, you see, but this is the trickery of the whole thing. If you know how to put in a little aluminum, you can push out the other one that is what? Malfunctioning the brain. But most people are afraid to try it.
You see, if you take a little aluminum, it pushes out the aluminum?
No, not really. There is biological, there's organic aluminum, which is the bauxite mineral that it takes it and converts. And then there is the aluminum converted into a metallic basis that leaches off by heat into water. And that's the problem. But organic.
So you take bauxite then.
So the aluminum that's in body toddy
is organic.
Is not like pots and pans.
No, but it will push out the pots and pan residue that may be left in your body by wrong eating. Equally true, the Novocaine in your mouth is made by a synthetic source. And the mineral in the body toddy that is making Novocaine will push out that one. That's why people will take Novocaine injections and then drink body toddy, the cheek run with this kind of latches that it goes away. That's what it does for it. It actually works. You'll find body toddy does that the first 2 days, it will knock out all those residual conditions of the Novocaine around you. Now, that's the first real indication that the organic mineral is pushing out the inorganic one to replace the functioning in there. We're entitled to the organic ones because we're designed to handle them all. We're not entitled to the inorganic one because that's pushed in by a transmission of heat. So the organic one is extracting it, but it goes into the food and we can utilize it. The body is designed for it already.
Can we overtake body toddy?
No.
You cannot.
You never can.
Where would be organic arsenic then at the bottom?
Organic arsenic. If you look at the body toddy, that's arsenic.
Have you gone over the body toddy? I'm not familiar with it.
The body toddy will be covered this evening. On the have you ever seen body toddy?
Yeah. It's right there, down there by the, on the table.
It's
on the breadboard by the telephone.
Okay, arsenic. Now the next one is boron. It's in the orange range. I haven't gone up to the orange yet. Exenon.
I thought that was pronounced xenon.
Some people pronounce it xenon, but I have a reason for calling it Exenon.
Exenon.
I'm going to tell you why after. Because I like the fun of all these things. Mother Nature is a joker. Orange is the color for the genital organs. And orange is the color you find in the genital chakra. These trace minerals are gathered around there to help you have high hormonal qualities. So, you know, if you don't feed that guy good in the morning, he doesn't have good hormones. And you don't feed that gal good. And so if I give you some coffee, cocoa, and maple syrup, you go get your hormones straightened out because it has Exenon. But you see, I'm sneaking it into you in the organic way. That's why it's farmed in the cocoa bean. And the coffee bean.
So that's what you mean by balances out the endocrine system? With that's that right. combination?
Exactly, yeah. That's why we give it to the person and it starts to normalize. And you see, it's also in the time of the pancreas and the spleen, this is a regulator. So your sugar, if you have the sugar blues, obviously they start straightening out because eczema will straighten it up.
While you're talking about that, a lot of people have asked me about the caffeine in that combination, and you once said in the class that the caffeines cancel each other out.
Oh yeah.
Could you explain that a little bit?
What is in the cocoa bean? Cocaine?
No, it's not from the same plant.
Yes, it is.
They only use the leaves for you to smoke, you know.
Cocoa and cocoa are from the same plant?
The seed that the bean grows on a tree is like a carob plant. They look alike, only one is called carob and one is called cocoa. They do the same thing, they shake them around in a box and all the powder fall off the bean and it's called cocoa powder. But the leaf is where the toxic part is.
But there are alkaloids in coffee.
Of course, the third thing is, but the way it is set up by nature in terms of a hormone balancer, a little is medicine. Too much is what?
Toxic.
And none of, at all is what?
Also toxic.
It's not practical because every nature made all these things to be used in the proper time frame, a little, for whatever problem nature wants to impose upon you through your ignorance. Now, who has illness? The person who is ignorant of nature's laws? Or does nature impose it upon you who is wise?
Well, the one
who's ignorant. No, so all the disease would be too fast or too slow of a mineral not moving on time. We haven't found any disease that we want to be logically practical and admit that it's caused by any other thing. A bacteria is a different thing. We're not talking about bacteria. We're talking about a condition in the system that is a result of too fast or too slow of the transportation of a mineral from one point of storage to one point of demand. That's the fact we're dealing with. So when we look at it more objectively as to what we are in control instead of being vulnerable and afraid and have to be in a panicky state. Mm. We don't want to live in a panicky state. We've lived there already and we create too many wars with it because we're striking at each other from fear. And there's no need for it to understand what you are.
So when people are going to say that the caffeine, they'll say on solar, well, I just don't get it. How can you drink coffee in this combination? So we say, well, it balances the endocrines. And then they still come back to, yeah, but what about the caffeine?
Yeah, so what's the answer?
So
well, you put it this way. 2 cups in the morning is maximum. 1 cup is minimum. Beyond that, be my guest.
Okay.
You can have it. I'll drink 2 cups. But I won't go beyond that, because that's stupidity.
It's true, there is no caffeine addiction from drinking it this way. When you can't have coffee, you don't miss it at all. What is happening to make the caffeines not be addictive or hyper like they are
timing.
When you eat them separately? But if you have plain coffee in the party without the cocoa,
happen.
It isn't the
same. I get
same.
Wired.
Exactly. So how come that happens?
There are 2 types of therapy, friend. A policeman to catch a thief.
Oh, so it's homeopathic.
It's called allopathic. A thief to catch a thief is called homeopathic. Now,
that's great.
A policeman to catch a thief, we all know. That's the basic orthodox medicine approach of a mineral to face down a symptom by utilizing the opposite mineral to the mineral that is causing the symptom. That is a policeman to catch a thief. Now,
yeah, it is.
Using the same mineral with same symptomatic conditions,
they
will cancel each other out. Mm-hmm. That is like the CIA checking on the FBI and they don't FIB. But they both work for the government, but one can lie more than the other. So they are their own self-monitoring. This is what you call allopathic versus homeopathic.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
the homeopathic is the CIA group and the allopathic is the guy on the street with the uniform stopping the criminal behavior.
So that's why you're always giving us these therapies, usually in threes, because and the, they're always acting homeopathically, then you get the benefit but not the negative.
That's right. So today, medicine or healing therapy cannot take a one-sided down the road thing no more. It's showing up, it ain't working. And you can't just say prevention is all there is. That's not valid either. You need both to work in this existence. If you have a broken bone, go and get it fixed in the hospital. If you have a bacteria, go and get a chemical to kill the bacteria. But if you have a muscular problem, I'd go preventative medicine. Because that is a different situation. Because the muscle can be, it doesn't have a bacteria, it may be swollen from the impact of a blow, and then why cut it up? Well, you can correct it by different alternative methods to loosen up the toxic condition that's entrapped in the muscle. So they're trying to make a bridge between the two, they call it physical therapy. But most physical therapists are restricted by the doctor because the doctor tells him, do this to the patient and that's it. Like one person said, they were in the hospital, they had a surgery, and the physical therapist only came one day to massage the foot and never came back. I said, well, that's it. And then they had to come to me years after with the same ache and pain in the same muscle, and then when I work on it, it's gone. It never came back. She said, why could they not do the same thing when I was in the hospital? I said, lady, I don't know why. I only know this much, that the person who is employed by the hospital and the doctor is in control of how much activity that person got to do. Now, if that person gets out from there and opens his own office, would be different, but they don't. The fear is there, basically, what is the problem. But don't lock yourself out. Learn to recognize there is allopathic, there is homeopathic, and there is the grace of God.
So, Donald, is everything reversible with timing?
Yeah.
Is everything reversible with timing then? Like, say, the person that has AIDS and or cancer and they just totally say, well, they're not going to make it, and if that person believes it. But if they don't believe it, is it always totally reversible by getting the natural methods, doing like what we're learning to reverse anything? Or is there instances where it's gone too far, the timing? We've set ourselves out of time too much.
It depends on the individual. Remember, grace of God is there, prevention is there, and removal is there, depending on what level the individual is. So you have to look at them at all aspects. A person may need the removal and then build up after. A person may not need a removal, or a person may reach the level where removal or non-removal is of no asset. The grace of God will be the only thing left. And then when the grace of God comes through, whoever pulled it off, he's a weirdo. When you pull it off yourself, they look at you kind of, you don't belong here. So sometimes better to pull off your own grace of God, so at least they respect the human being more, and not be too in a hurry to cut you up or phase you out and not accept you as a person.
Thanks.
So, pick up your foot and walk. Not pick up your bed and walk. Okay? Alright, there is copper. There is helium. And there is selenium. You'll notice they're all in the orange, and the funny thing, calcium as a major basic element is there, and silicon is there too. And those two are necessary for bones. Calcium and silicon. You got broken bones, get the cast put on, then start putting in calcium and silicon to bond the bone. But then you also need copper in the form of a trace mineral. So So people wear a copper bracelet, or they may have it in the natural organic intake of the food to prevent what? An arthritic condition to the calcium in the area where the bone has been broken and has healed, but they didn't take any consideration of putting in foods that have a certain percent of copper. So later on, the bone becomes arthritic. They have an optional condition of wearing a copper bracelet outside the skin to compensate the electrical magnetic field, but the diet also should have the copper. And that's where your good old-fashioned goat milk cheese, called feta cheese, made from the goat, not from the cow. The silicon from the dill pickle.
From what?
Dill pickle. And our cucumbers. The iron from your...
Spinach.
Spinach, right. And dolomite. Your dolomite. And ghee for the bone marrow, containing your selenium and
how do you spell that last one?
S-E-L-E-N.
S-E-L-E-N.
Selenium. In other words, don't sell yourself short.
Selenium, oh yeah, I see.
Some spinach. Yeah. What selenium would prevent?
Selenium would prevent? Zinc.
Zinc, good. So if you want to absorb zinc, you gotta get vitamin A.
Right.
If you want to absorb iron, you gotta have vitamin C.
Yeah.
I went to a homeopathic doctor and he said that you can't, the zinc tablets that you're buying in stores is not good to take because you can't absorb it. Is that true? As a vitamin zinc, you know, they sell it as a supplement.
I know. The zinc that they make up the tablet with, they don't tell you when to take it in. Therefore, it is not absorbed when you take it in with the vitamin A.
And you couldn't do the two together, never. A and...
Now, a carrot has vitamin A, and a mushroom has zinc. A fish has zinc. Well, who eats a fish and a mushroom and a carrot? Nobody likes it. It tastes lousy in the mouth, so they keep it away from themselves. But a solo nutritionist likes to eat it at them.
Okay. Nice.
What do you seaweed think? Has zinc and iodine. Well, how many people like seaweed? Good. Macrobiotic people are told that they got it home with their rice, right? So that they get the zinc and the iodine. So this is where we're coming to find the source of the food. And you notice I haven't mentioned the food in the middle of the day yet. They're all what?
Morning.
Nighttime food. Oh. Wait till they come around to zinc.
Okay, selenium. Selenium is at the core of one of the B vitamins, but I don't know which B vitamin.
Diet of keratin.
There you go. The guy's right there.
So which one is that? Which B is that? Is that six or three?
Six. Vitamin B3.
Is niacin.
Oh, you like it, huh? Good. So next time you take your niacin flush, you need some vitamin C to make sure all that junk goes out of your system. So you got BC, before Christ.
Oh.
So before lunch,
outside? Before lunch. Okay. I love nature. She's a wonderful joke. The good humor is going. Okay, let's take the yellow range now. We have iodine. Eat now, pay later. It sounds funny? That's exactly what it does. You put in iodine into your body, and it'll get you through all your phases of your emotional, intellectual hang-ups and physical hang-ups. Then it'll
send you the bill after. Because if that two big brothers in Russia decide to throw off another Chernobyl, what's the first thing I try and sell you in the drugstore or in the store? Iodine, right? And then they send you the bill after. Radiation is immediately suspended by the iodine input, but then if you didn't catch it in time, you got the bill to pay later. Mm. So make sure you got enough iodine, and iodine is necessary 3 times a day. All these things are necessary, but they are absorbed out of the ground through the light into the food to fit each growth cycle. That's what's so unique about the thing. Iodine is assigned for this. We need it in the middle of the day. We also need it at night. Our fish has got a lot of it, but that's nighttime. And we need it for the heart. And we need it for the thyroid at nighttime. And we need it for the morning to get you ready for what? Don't bug me now. I can talk to you later. I got to take care of this customer right now. Oh gosh. All right, I'll come back out. And then you walk away and say, oh, after all this business, why should I get back? So you still stand there and say, okay, I'll wait till you finish. That's iodine. But what food you put it in now? In the morning. I know everybody eats it, but then we can never. No, almonds is not enough. It's in another food.
Orange?
No, not it's a trace mineral, but you'll find it in
plums. Plums?
Plum. No. Good job. Iodine, in the morning, where will you find it?
Maple syrup.
Banana.
What all do we
body dye.
It's natural foods, but
oil is the only thing left. Avocado.
Coffee? Cocoa?
Salt?
Apricots.
Oh,
apricots. We have apricot oil on our plums. That's and
the
almonds.
Yep, and the apricots also. How's the iodine?
I got black.
Okay. Dried apricots, would you soak them in vinegar like
this? Yes, do not eat a dried fruit. It takes up too much liquid out of your stomach, and that makes you have a drying up. You don't want to do that. Always pre-soak a dried fruit. A fresh fruit, wrinkle, all right, but pre-soak a dried fruit. That just prevents the dilation condition of all the fruit in there. Being absorbed too fast.
Do we get it from apricot oil?
Yeah, you get it
from apricot oil.
Anything that apricot has is that's what it
is. 2 teaspoons.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Iodine, we have that. And molybdenum.
Who?
Molly.
Bdenum?
Bdenum. M-O-L-Y. B-D-E-N-I-U-M. Or N-U-M. Bdenum. Molybdenum.
That's not the way it's really pronounced, though. I mean, you're
going to
teach.
This is a new language.
Yes, I know, but I just see all of us going out and talking about molybdenum in the normal way. I think it's something that comes in our Levi's. Levi's. It's based on geometrized people.
Molybdenum.
Palladium.
Palladium?
Palladium.
These are all rare.
Palladium?
You can buy futures in palladium.
Palladium. Platinum.
Is that
tin. Cerium.
Spell that one.
C-E-R-I-U-M.
gold, silver.
Well, that's an expensive thing, I think.
Titanium.
It's more expensive.
That's in the yellow.
What about ruthenium? I have ruthenium down on my list also.
Ruthenium?
Ruthenium.
In your yellow?
Yeah, you gave that to me one time.
That is in the body type.
Oh, pardon me.
Okay. There is for that tonight. I'm talking on the basic that was available before Body Tali came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And why I did not eat or use trace minerals in a tablet form, because I could not get the complete quantity I needed. And they were always in a tablet form. I was looking for it in a liquid form, and for years I couldn't find it. So I would never recommend trace minerals to no one, because it was always in a tablet form and I had to pump up too many colons to see it, a waste of money and time. Until Body Tali came on the scene, incorporating all of them, so far it was known organically, and when it goes in, now we can use it at the right time frame for above the skin and under the skin to keep the body in balance. Otherwise I wouldn't get into it. So I want to clarify where we stopped after what tonight will come with that will be.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
So you bring the body tally after that?
Yes or no, and maybe. With the advent of KM, the 14 herbal substances that the Bible had mentioned years ago, early man discovered these, but he didn't know how to put it in a formula, he had to pick it off like that and eat it. For the first time, all 40 were incorporated into a liquid solution. They tried for years, but nobody could come with it. It was always a tablet thing. But for the first time, it came up in a solution. Now, combining the two is ideal for people who have been eating solar. If you never eat solar before, you should take the care first by itself to get back the body chemistry to clean itself. But combining the two, we find now that you take it before you eat, it ensures the digestive tract, it ensures the elimination, and it ensures proper assimilation.
That's the KM?
Yeah, KM and the Body Tali. So it's a cap of the KM and a half a cap of the Body Tali. And you can mix it with a little water or not. Just drink it before you eat. This is an insulating guarantee to keep all the minerals working through for the first time, because 90% of that is going to go through your enzymes in your saliva right away and take over and do the job. Whereas if it was a tablet, it wouldn't work. I've tried.
Where do you get the KM now?
We brought some.
You have some? Okay.
We're going to try and get more.
Why does it work that when you take the Body Tali with the apple cider in the morning, remember you said that gets rid of wrinkles? What is that combination doing?
That combination in the morning is strictly to work on the constriction patterning of the skin, which you call wrinkly.
And that's
that
dilating
dilates it
everything?
Back, right? Dilates it back, yeah.
Okay, and just the other question was, in the KM, there's like a caramel coloring, but is that natural?
That's strictly from the plant itself.
So it's okay, yeah. It's natural?
No, it's natural. That's natural. But the KM doesn't have the substance that apple has. But apple cider is gone to the next stage where the wrinkling condition with the KM or with the Body Tali does the actually dilation.
So could we take the KM, if we're doing that, then take the
you
KM
can rotate
later
it
in the day?
Yeah, rotate it or take it on later in the day. What I do, I rotate. One day I take a KM with the Body Tali, the next day I take a apple cider with the Body Tali.
And then do you ever take the apple cider with the KM?
Yes.
Okay, so you can rotate all of
them. But remember, when you're using the, don't use apple juice, it won't work.
Right. Is that why you feel a bit funny in your stomach if you mix it with the apple?
Because it hasn't gone to the stage where the anti-wrinkling function is starting to be predominant in it. You see, or the dilation. So the pure juice as itself needs a fermenting level, but not to turn into vinegar. It's in between juice to vinegar, it's in mid-state, and then the trace minerals trigger it off. I've tried all three stages, and I found I had to come back to the cider to get the result. Mm. So,
apple cider, not apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Not the vinegar and not the juice. It's the cider. It's the stage where the juice is in between the vinegar level and the juice level. It's the next stage after juice, before vinegar. That's the stage you want to get the best results.
But people, in order for the wrinkles to go, they'd have to be like on solar and everything. It's not as if some wrinkled person would just take it, right?
Well, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. But he didn't tell you what time of the day. Now, you know what time of the day you put the apple in, wrinkles will go away. All right. Now, in between the yellow and the green, that's between the small intestines and the bladder, right in this point here, that's exactly a 3 going on to 310, 315, is a range of light, or the spectrum we call lemon. That range of light is called lemon. It's a blend of the yellow and the green. And we have 2 trace minerals going in there that helps the small intestines and help the bladder, especially if you have wetting of the bed or premature running out of the urine of the body. People have that, sometimes they get injured and then they can't hold their urine. You need vanadium, is right here. Vanadium. And lanthanum. And in a strange way, Mother Nature had to jump on all of us. And she made a cantaloupe and she made a watermelon. She then put them in there to ensure that you can handle premature urination or wetting the bed. Now, you see, we can't have a disease that Mother Nature didn't pre-anticipate. And we can't have a corrective pattern if she didn't pre-anticipate the disease. That's what I'm trying to say, is that I don't know how I didn't get around my environment. My environment came before me, and all the problems in me is due to not cooperating with my environment. When I cooperated with my environment, I got nailed. But it took a hell of a lot to learn it. Now in the green, here again we find iodine. Iodine. You notice what is interesting about this range of the color and the minerals? They seem to be repeating themselves. Iodine is there. Barium. Radium, tellurium, T-E-L-L-U-R-I-U-M, thallium, E-H-A-L-L-I-U-M. There are more, but that's for tonight. That's only one thallium.
Who was that last one?
Thallium, T-H-A-L-L-I-U.
That was it.
Oh. That's in the green. Now, in between the green and the blue, that's right to the kidney time, around 7 to 7:15, that we have another color
It's called turquoise. Turquoise range of light. We find chromium is there, and a trace mineral, chromium. We have mercury. We have nickel. Nibium, N-I-B-B-I-U-M. Zinc. Tantalum, T-A-N-T-A-L-I-U-M. Now, I come back to zinc. Remember we said that zinc can't be absorbed properly if you don't have what? Vitamin A.
A.
Is zinc a morning assigned mineral or a nighttime assigned mineral?
Nighttime.
Good. Which food you know is very high in vitamin A?
Carrot.
You mean to tell me nature is so stupid to grow it at night under the ground? Or you smart enough to put it there and hide it, the knowledge till you come around to decide to eat it like a rabbit?
Nah.
I had to learn the hard way too. But here, Mother Nature has incorporated zinc with the carrot right here in the ground, growing up. And a nice piece of fish, man, you got me. You got all the zinc going. And not only that, they say fish food is what kind of food? Good for the brain, heart, or the lungs?
Brain.
Oh, the brain. So, them dolphins are smart.
But Donna, if you don't want to eat your friends, how do we get our zinc?
Yeah. You want to answer?
No, I was just going to tell you that we have to be careful with tuna fish because the most of them catch dolphins in the net. The only one is the albacore that does not use the dolphin.
If you eat albacore tuna, you will not threaten lives of dolphins. We have a very close friend that works with them. Albacore tuna is fine, but any other tuna, the dolphins are caught in the nets and they don't give a shit. They'd let them die. So, but albacore is okay.
How do you get by what?
If you don't eat fish,
uh-huh.
And you're going to have, how do you get the zinc with the A with the carrots, or the C, the zinc with the carrots at night.
You just have your one, eh? Now you give your zinc and another food that you don't like.
Seaweed.
Seaweed.
Mm.
Do you like seaweed?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Now where do you think the fish got his zinc from? We are so smart after all, huh? That fish is more fishier and smarter than us. They've been eating that seaweed a long time. Well, that seaweed came before the fish anyhow.
Okay.
Let's backtrack. If seaweed came before fish, did the sea come before the weed or the weed came before the sea?
Sea.
Good. And then when the sea rolled away from the land and left it barren, what's the first thing that began to grow?
Algae.
Oh, then the weed came back and then the sea rolled over again, and we got seaweed. So you see your algae has the nitrogen and iodine formed by light photosynthesis. And the different earth changes may seem very traumatic to our historical thinking and archaeological thinking, but they were very necessary time frames for what to set up the way we are eating today at maximal quality, known as time frame eating. We wouldn't be benefiting from it if those conditions weren't already set up. That's why I say, we in America are well located on the planet between the Atlantic and the Pacific, and the vortex movement of air to eat solar and go from quality to non-eating. I'm moving away from quantity to quality to non-eating, whereas the rest doing it by abstaining or other sickness.
Well, Donald, then, as far as I don't put together then the old blood types needing some kind of meat, like I have a friend, a girlfriend that for years ate vegetarian, and she's an old blood type, and just recently she's gotten real major sick, a lot of things. So I mentioned to her about the blood type, but it would seem that you can get everything necessary, even the old blood types, without having to eat meat now, with the advent of like body tie.
Yes, I'm not saying no. That's why I'm glad it came in a liquid form. I was looking for it for years. I had the cancer. If I didn't have the cancer, I wouldn't be here. But I could never find none of these substances necessary for the body to function outside of a solid tablet.
So now, actually, so in that regard now, nobody really needs to eat meat because we can get everything.
You don't need the tissue, but we do need unrefined food to compensate for the acid balance.
Unrefined food?
White rice.
And refined food.
Refined food.
Both. We need the two to compensate. So the emperor who lived in China and was dying from being too alkaline, he's a blood O type. They didn't know in those days. He was responsible for acupuncture gaining recognition in those days. When the doctors came and the one do acupuncture on him, he says, no, I ain't gonna let you stick me with that. I don't know if you're gonna kill me because you are my throne. So the doctors were always accused for sticking the emperors to get the throne by some other member of the family. So what he did, he said, I have 400 some odd political prisoners. You stick them first. And whoever lived there, you can stick me because you marked out the spot that you stick around. Well, 366 died. That was the original test. 366 points on the body that were accepted to be valid because 366 people were stuck in the wrong place. Now they recorded it. The rest lived. Then he let them stick him. But then he was still alkaline. They corrected the electrical function through the acupuncture, but they couldn't correct the chemical reaction of the alkalinity. When the cook came along and he figured out they've been eating this brown rice all these centuries, he was going to try an experiment. And so he ground off the bran off the brown rice, cooked the brown rice, no bran, it puffed up white, brought it. But again, you know, I ain't gonna touch that. I got an official one. Taster, right? Put it in his mouth. Uh-huh. And he put it, good, all right. And then it was acid reaction instead of alkaline reaction. It changed, his tongue got a slight coatation. It was too pink and beautiful all the time. The moment it got a little coating from the acid, he started to regroup and became well again. What happened then after that? All China is eating white rice, and if you ask a poor man, only the guy down in the wharf or somewhere in a hole in the ground may be eating what?
Brown rice.
And so last night we were at a Chinese restaurant. Oh, we asked them for brown rice? Uh-huh. You know what you told us?
We don't have that.
Real hard. But that's where it came from. So we're looking at something that in a non-tissue nutritional program, you can function with the fiber, but make sure that you get the refined food put in once in a while for the acid balance, because the other foods will not give you enough acid. So that's why I go to the egg. But the egg in America is unfertilized. No rooster goes after it. So that's a fact.
Well, Donald, that's how do you explain that to somebody? Because I've said that before. It's not my clear understanding getting it from you. And they go, what are you talking about? Of course, that's not the way it is here. Of course they're fertilized here. Mm-hmm. So,
most chickens never even walk on the ground in this country.
You see, when you hear a person say an egg in America sold in the market is fertilized, you know they don't know a single thing but chemistry. And they're totally uninformed. Because if you take a course in chemistry, you'll see a non-fertilized egg doesn't have what a fertilized egg has. And only the eggs in China and India
are fertilized because the roots have been chasing after them, and the gurus are the ones who say don't eat it because the roots have been chasing it.
Yeah.
Come to America to save Gandhi's life and his daughter's life and all the people in all over the world now, they realize that the unfertilized eggs are valid food. It isn't what they claim. A lot of who's were made wrong data till it was shown that it's not true. An egg gets blamed for being a life form.
Yeah,
if it's fertilized.
Well, what you say, that's what throws me. What does it matter if an egg is fertilized and there's life? When you say a person, like same with abortion, until you cut the cord and the breathing starts, there's no life.
That's
and
right.
That's the whole abortion trend.
Okay.
So what does it matter if the chicken and rooster, even if they did, it's still an egg. Is it bad to put that in your body?
No.
If it's fertilized?
No.
But so then we go back to meat. This throws me again too, because when we were talking to dolphins, I was thinking of, you know, the dolphins, the way they're slaughtering. Then I read the whole thing in Japan with the dolphins, and the dolphins are coming eating all the fish. The Japanese want the fish, so they're killing off the dolphins, but they're killing the dolphins just because the dolphins are taking all the fish. So man and dolphin are both wanting the fish. So it's like the fish are the, so where do you get the point where it's the taking of life again, whole syndrome, to understand. There's
remember,
something there that
remember,
I'm not
remember
to
one thing. Early man brought self-therapy via abstinence. He didn't bring therapy via controlled laboratory observation. We can't condemn them in the area they're living in to set up those type of thinking because they're in an agricultural society and they're limited in the chemistry of what they're doing. We have come a long way to compare the two, and we can show that an ovum or an egg never used has no life in it. If it's used, it has to wait till it comes to fruition to be considered a life form. Therefore, the fertilized egg is on its way to becoming a life form if it is allowed to become a life form, that is a chicken. Since the roosters are chasing after the hens in foreign countries, the egg is most of the time fertilized, waiting to become a chicken.
But it's still not a life form.
It's still not a life form as yet. But in America, we don't have that available. We have the unfertilized egg, like an ovum in a woman that isn't used at the end of the menstruation cycle, it goes down the drain. And you can't use the ovum twice. You can't fertilize an egg twice.
I was brought up as a young girl when they had real farms that a fertilized egg was easily identified by a little clot of blood in the yolk.
Of course.
And you don't see that in any of our eggs.
But it's not a way to recognize it besides breaking the egg open. Then the oldest method of kinesiology ever discovered by man. Take the egg in the morning and put it on a kind of built like a scale. And they put it there, and if it's a fertilizer, it'll go down before midday. If it's not fertilizer, it'll stay like that all through the day. It's a little gadget they built in the old ancient people used to build. It's built like a triangle, and had a little rod across. And that's how my father and mother, we had it back home. So we used to put it there and check it. If it's fertilized, it'll roll to the side, and then it'll go down by sunset. If it's not fertilized, it'll stay there all day and hang on there, so you know the egg is not fertilized. Now, it's the quickest way mom would know if the egg is fertilized, and then she'd put it in the under the hens for get the chicken. And she'd always tell us, don't peel the shell off the chicken when it's born. It's going to die. Me, I'm stupid and I'm hard-headed. I'm going to be in charge of a chicken roost. And I see this chicken poking his head up, and all the rest is coming out, and he's still not coming out. And I look around and I'm like, I love you, boy, I love you. Peel it off. And the joker said, like this old day. My mother comes along and she looks at me, did you peel the egg off? Yes, mom. I told you not to do. See what happened to him?
Oh.
He can't cope, he can die.
Oh.
Well, I don't know as an adult. I'm a child. Oh. I think I'm doing it a favor for peeling off the shell fast enough to help to come out.
And then she explains, ask your dad and dad and drink mom at night. And tell your wife, son, that mom didn't want you to kill that. The chicken ain't got the guts anymore to fight to live. He lost it by you peeling it off. Mm-hmm. So he's going to sit there, and eventually you'll notice, if he survives tomorrow, he's lucky. If he don't cry. You know you made a mistake, but you know the reason why. Next day, I went back, he's gone. Mm-hmm. And from then on, I realized, don't help somebody before they ask you. Mm-hmm. Because they ain't going to get the guts to stand up on their own 2 feet. They need the struggle, they need the anguish, they need the strength and the guts to push their way out. And the chicken is a model of what is locked up in the egg. And the egg is an ovum in oil. So we need that. And krypton is our trace mineral that pushes us to do it. So
does
don't
that,
go.
Does that mean that babies who are born by C-section have less immunity?
Yes,
than...
they do.
Oh.
They do. It has been seen. And it is. I like to see the natural child push his way out, and I like to throw him in the water and let him move around in the water, connect it still before you cut him.
Wow.
And then when you cut him, let him swing around in the water, and he will be a real tough guy.
Well, what about the difference between babies who have long birthings as opposed to babies that just pop out? I've had one of each.
They're both tough.
So, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
One pushes it too fast, I see.
They both are tough, and I'm sure the toughness is this. The one that pushes out fast is up to get things done right away. And the one that takes a little long time, mañana is today. But when he gets up out of his mañana, mañana is last year.
But they're exactly the opposite of that, though.
Sometimes they reverse.
You got out of that one real good.
That's a little baby, right?
I have never found any complete rule in life. I always found a 99er. That's why I say nature is the biggest joker there is. You can't make more jokes than her. Okay, let's go on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's alone. Now, in the blue we have cesium. C-E-S-I-U-M. And we have indium. I-N-D-I-U. In the blue. Now in the indigo, we have lead. Bismuth. Polonium. Let me ask a crazy question. Of all the reports that you may read in the newspaper, of a person dying from lead poisoning due to ignorance of being exposed to police trying to rob a store. When does he usually end up dying? Daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Yeah. Because he's vulnerable to lead at night. And especially when he gets hit in the chest, which is directly opposite to gallbladder. And the heart is in the chest. The lead poisoning speeds up very fast. He gets hit in the head, it's different, but he may even survive being hit in the head. But he's hardly survived a full chest being hit at night. It's an interesting phenomenon. Mm. Okay, let's go on to the violet. We have holmium, H-O-L-M-I-U-M. Ytterbium, Y-T-T-E-R,
B-I-U-M, yttrium. Lutetium, L-U-T-E-T-I-U-M. Argon, R-G-O-N. Thulium, T-H-U-L-L-I-U-M. Erbium, E-R-B-I-U-M. And thallium, T-H-A-L-L-I-U-M. You notice we have thallium on another location, down in the green. Look back on your green, and you'll see thallium is there, right? You're noticing that certain trace minerals repeat themselves in certain like frames. Just as certain minerals, basic ones, repeat themselves. And that's some of the interesting phenomena of what minerals are doing in light. More than their pH factor, it is their time frame that gives them the edge of being your friend or your enemy. Now, purple is a color in between the violet and the white range. We find bromine is there in the purple. That will be just around 3 to 3:10 a.m. in the morning. Bromine.
3 to 3:15?
Yeah, in the morning. Bromine. Europium.
E-U-R-O?
E-U-R-U, Europium, the project. E-U-R-U-P-I-U-M. Gadolium, G-A-D. L-I-N-I-U-M. Some people pronounce it gadolinium.
G-A-D-O?
G-A-D-O-L-I-M-I-U-M.
G-A-D-O-L-I-M-I-U-M.
G-A-D-O-L-I-N-I-U-M. Then terbium, T-E-R-B-I-U-M. Now the white has sonyx. You know that sonyx is not a mineral, right? That's the one thing that's in you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made of God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. But there was only a man that down sees a tree. It comes in your nose, the last thing when you hook you up as a breath. And the sound of the breath going through the nostril, that's the sonics going in the lungs. Therefore, in some religions, you may read of the audible life stream. You can hear the oxygen. You can identify with the oxygen as consciousness, and you can monitor it by your own ability to constrict and dilate. It's called driving your own car. Like you've been driving the car this morning. All right. There is also magenta. It's in between the white and the red.
At 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
So six. There's no trace elements in the white?
Six.
Not even lithium?
Lithium will go in after, but I first want to get the magenta in first. Okay. Magenta will take on lithium. Rubidium. strontium. And the white again will pick up those same lithium, rubidium. But the magenta has a strontium. Mm. So you find lithium and rubidium repeat themselves, magenta and white, and sonyx stays in white. You got it? Mm. Okay, that's the basic mineral. Let's take a break from that.
Hey, Donna.
Yeah.
You have the big charts that you were getting all that off. Do you have those to sell to?
Not right now. We're in the process of making them now.
Okay.
With the that's fish eat other fish, and fish eat vegetable. Mm-hmm. Which fish it lives solely on vegetable?
Whale. Of course, it's not a fish.
Okay.
No, but doesn't the whale eat the little tiny?
He eats shrimp.
Yeah.
And sardines.
Yeah.
Because they go down his throat and he eats them all.
The smaller fish.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No. Eat just vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And plankton.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't found any marine life that does that.
It's vegetarian.
Vegetarian, right? Good.
There is no marine life that's vegetarian? None.
No.
I don't know that.
No.
What about
is a goldfish?
What does shrimp eat?
Shrimp eats another
smaller one.
I had never heard the dolphin eat fish before today.
Yeah, that's what they all. They dine on sushi. That's their staple diet.
Does a goldfish eat a worm or vegetation?
Insects, I think.
So they eat life.
Right.
So. First, this is an animal body. Nature reversed it to be a non-tissue eating body, giving it preference over fiber and using the tissue as a backup system. But nature can't totally eliminate that phenomenon. She starts it out as a tissue mechanism with the intent that it will phase out using tissue to support it as a prime form of eating and only use it as a backup form of eating due to the shifting condition of the earth to the temperature,
mm-hmm.
making it edible within that time frame,
right.
and different locations for that. But to say it's a prime food of the human body, no, it's not. Tissue,
no. Tissue. Because the human body is a primate.
Yeah, right.
Primates are all vegetarian. Right. Yeah. We have the same peak and everything.
But the shifting weather don't allow us to have vegetation to eat all the time. And so the backup system, like a spare tire, is a piece of fish or an egg.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus didn't block the people from eating fish.
He ate fish himself.
What he did though, he blessed it with the intent that they will do the right thing as they become more aware and developed. And in the meantime, while they're undeveloped and unaware, blessing it in his consciousness, it will go through the system without clogging up the system. As I said before,